Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and today's episode is the Tuesday Tip, episode number 28. It has been 28 weeks of me giving you a Tuesday tip in a form of an acronym, and today's word is tough times. You know, you guys, so much is going on right now that I have really been just kind of sitting back and looking how things are going and how we can just make things better when things happen that we normally don't expect. So let me give you the acronym TOUGH TIMES. And TOUGH TIMES is so, it really is just a great word because it really just gives you everything that you need to kind of fight through when things get tough, you know. I just know that many times we just need our hustle. We need our hustle muscle, you guys. So I just encourage you to just get your hustle muscle on. I am spelling out this word today, and I realized somebody told me, oh, Cheryl, I can't remember what you say sometimes, so could you spell it out? So I just decided, okay, I'm going to spell out the word as I go. So this will be in the show notes for you as you get ready to listen to this, and hopefully you'll be reading the show notes. I know that I put a lot of work into the show notes and just really trying to give you everything that I possibly can. So the T stands for tighten up, and I want you to tighten up on your budget. I want you to tighten up on your life, just your budget, everything that you're going through. If you're in business, it's time to tighten up and figure out how you need to spend your money as far as what you need to do. I truly, truly believe that you need to really invest in yourself, invest in your business, invest in some things, definitely. So, but you really need to tighten up now and know exactly that what you're investing in is a great thing, you know. So I just want you to tighten up, definitely. That is the first one. The O is for opening your eyes. You know, it's so important that you open your eyes to what's going on around you. Don't be in the dark. Don't be like an ostrich that has your head in the sand. And you really open your eyes and see what's going on. Don't say, hey, it's going to be okay and it's going to go away. It might go away, but it might not, you know, and I'm just being honest and upfront with you. Sometimes you need to go through some things, and sometimes you're going to experience some heartache. So that's definitely so important that you just open your eyes and know what's going on. The next one is understand. It's so important that you understand what you have going on and how you want to have it going on. I will tell you, in life, there's several things that you can change. Boy, there are several things that you can change. And many times people think, oh, I can't change this or whatnot. Yeah, you can pretty much change it. You can pretty much change it. It might not be comfortable. It might not be something you want to do or whatnot, but it can definitely be done, definitely. So I just want you to understand what's going on and what's your role in it, you know. It's so important to understand what's your very best next step. So important. The G stands for give, and it will be given to you. I tell you, I am still in a giving mode, and most people would say, oh, you're not in a place where you can give or whatever because business is a little slow. You know what? I just believe that if you do what's right, it will always come back to you, and it will always be given to you. So don't worry about that. Just give, and it will be given unto you, pressed down and shaking over. So it's so important that we do that. So don't worry about that. The H is for hear sound advice. So important. Many times a lot of people have a lot to say, but is it sound advice? You know, and I'm just being honest with you. Is it sound advice, and is it something you should follow? Sometimes it's not. I'm just being quite honest with you. Sometimes a lot of people feel a lot of jealousy towards you or whatnot. So it's important that you know the difference. You know what sound advice is. You know what's important for you and what's important for your life. You know, don't follow everybody. Just don't follow everybody, you guys. And I just have to say that over and over because some people don't have your best interests at heart. And I'll just be honest and upfront. So just know that when you hear the sound advice, that you know that it's from someone reputable and that you can accept it. The T is for thankful. Be thankful for everything that you have, little or big. Just be thankful for it. You know, it might be something great going on in your life that you have going on, or it might be something bad. Either way, just be thankful. Be thankful that you're still here alive and able to go through some things. So the I is for information. I am telling you, I am an information junkie. I love buying books, reading books, learning as much as I can on the Internet, off the Internet, just wherever I can learn information. Information is key. But here's the deal. It's not only information is key. Applied information is key. You can learn all day long. You can have 50 degrees. It don't matter. If you never apply it, it won't even help you. So just know that information is key. The M stands for mental toughness. And I tell you, mental toughness is key. If you know that you want to get through some things in this life, you've got to be mentally tough. You've got to go through some things, you guys. And I would venture to say that sometimes things are harder than others. Not always easy living this life, but you know what? It's always worth it. So just know that you can just go through anything that you have going on if you have some mental toughness, you know. And I just know this from personal experience, that mental toughness will move you in the right direction. So with that being said, just have some mental toughness. The next one is enthusiasm. And most of you guys know that I spend a lot of time being enthused, living a great life and enjoying myself. But you know what? That is not by chance. That is the life that I've planned. That's what I want in my life. So I tell people all the time, live the life you want to live. You know, it's so important to not let the good and bad in life just kind of bring you down. Just live the life that you choose to live. So I just want you to be enthusiastic about everything that you have going on in your life. You know, it's so important that you do that. So with that being said, the last letter is S. And that S stands for success. And you can determine success however you choose to determine it. Because here's what I found. Success needs to be defined by you. Don't let it be defined by someone else. Let it be defined by you. Let it be something that you just know without a shadow of a doubt, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to have go on in my life. You know, and when you do that, you won't have anybody else to be, you know, you won't have to worry about what anybody else is saying. You're going to determine your own success, and that's what I would encourage for you. So my Tuesday tip is tough times, you guys. Many times we're going through some tough times. Don't let it stop you. The T is for tighten up. Tighten up that budget. Tighten up your working schedule. Tighten up. Do some things that you normally wouldn't do. The O is for open your eyes. Know what you're getting into. Know what you need to do. The U is for understand. Understand your role in everything. Because when you understand and take ownership of your role, it will make a difference. The G is for give, and it will be given to you. You know, so important that you constantly give. The H is for hear sound advice. The T is for thankful. The I is for information. The M is for mental toughness. The E is for enthusiasm. And the S is for success. And I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.